Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won. You know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
Lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling, Lou.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis Lou. Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss, ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention, I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention, Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down,
uh-huh.
These preachers whispering, they say I'm doing too much. Here we go again, rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites, I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd,
to the crowd.
It's like we on a trip,
uh-huh.
And I ain't trying to flaunt.
Uh-uh.
See, it's all a gift, I'm a child of the Most High that come with drip. Yeah, you call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about this great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race, so win some, lose some,
uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis lose. Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
Lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend, your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning. We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still closing the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's tuned in to more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And you know, First Lady 824, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And you heard what the man said, we are winning, hallelujah. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, glory to God, hallelujah. And we ain't going to stop winning, hallelujah. We going to keep winning, hallelujah. We going to stay on the winning side, glory to God. Why? Because we on the winning team. Hallelujah. When you on the winning team, you ain't got no choice but to be, hallelujah, on the winning side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for meeting us here, Lord. For you said when two or three are that you are in the midst. You are in the middle, and we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this. Lord, we come together to praise you. We come together to magnify you. We come together to lift your name up high and holy, Lord. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we just want to thank you on tonight. We just want to lift you up on tonight. We just want to magnify you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. And we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is, hallelujah, more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. It's truly a blessing, hallelujah, to be on the line, hallelujah, on tonight. And I'm pretty sure if he ain't already on pretty soon, Apostle Curry will be joining us. Amen. Praise God from Los Angeles, California. I'm talking about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. We'll be in the house with us on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead, amen, praise God, and get into, hallelujah, the Word of God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I reminded you, amen, on Tuesday tonight, we're going with part two of the Anointed Truth. Hallelujah, of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God gave me that title. Amen. Not just for the message. Praise God. Hallelujah. But for the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God, Jesus wants us to know that he feels our pain. Praise God. He's not just this God, this entity, this deity. Hallelujah. That claims to know how you feel. He's not just this being that claims to know that he understands what you're going through. Hallelujah. Jesus is what I like to call, and you can take it if you want or not. Hallelujah. The New Testament version of God. Same God. Hallelujah, but the New Testament version. See, in the Old Testament, before Jesus was born, I could go to the throne of grace and I could say, God, you don't understand what it's like to be me. You created me out of the dirt. You breathed life into my lungs, Lord, but you don't understand what it's like to walk around down here on this earth. Hallelujah. You don't understand what temptation is like. Hallelujah. You don't understand why Jacob, hallelujah, didn't want leave. Hallelujah. You didn't understand why he wanted to pass up the woman, hallelujah, that was able to bear children, hallelujah, to bring life into this world, hallelujah, that was very fertile. Why would he pass her up, hallelujah, to be with this woman, amen, that can't even have kids? Praise God, she's not producing anything. Hallelujah, amen. And that was the whole mission back then, to have kids if you're a woman, praise God. But for some reason, Jacob won't her. Hallelujah. As God, as the creator, hallelujah, amen, God said, I have to take a step. I have to make a move to understand the creation. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. And he said, let me walk a mile in your shoes. And just to quickly recap, glory to God, we brought up, hallelujah, on Tuesday, how he was born into a family of dysfunction, something like you was. Hallelujah. See, you wasn't the only one. See, Joseph wasn't Jesus' daddy, and he knew he wasn't Jesus' daddy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wanted to leave Mary. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only reason why he's still with her is because he had a dream. Hallelujah. In the dream, the angel told him that this was God's plan. Hallelujah. That Jesus is the Son of God, that she's pregnant by the Holy Ghost in a dream. That's the only reason. See, her word, wait a minute, I got to go back. Put yourself in her shoes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your man, your husband, the one you have given your heart to, don't believe you. Praise God. You're telling the honest to God truth. You are pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It sounds crazy, but it's the truth. But he didn't believe the truth. He had to have a dream. Hallelujah. How would some of you ladies feel if your man only with you because God came to him in a dream? Your word, hallelujah, to him wasn't good enough. Hallelujah. That wasn't enough. That wasn't substantial enough for him. He didn't believe me. He didn't trust me. Hallelujah. Soon as this came up, you know what came up in your marriage. You know what came up in your relationship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what you had to go through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're not even talking about, some of y'all made it through it. Y'all way past it. Some of y'all just not going through it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Some of you may be coming out and some of us may be in the middle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the bottom line is, hallelujah, Mary was going through it right then. Hallelujah. Right then and there. She is going through something that y'all women pray that never happens to you. Is that my son? That ain't my baby. Hallelujah. Or whatever the case may be, he just don't believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. And it don't help. Because we try to boost. Because I'm going to touch on it from Joseph's side too, glory to God. But we try to, amen, give Joseph a little sympathy because he chose to put her away silently. Hallelujah. Well, he chose to do it quiet. You know, he could have put her business out in the street. Hallelujah. He could have told everybody what was going on. He could have put it all out there, but he chose to do it silently. Ask her, does that make a difference to her? Hallelujah. Praise God. Did it make a difference to you that nobody else knew? Hallelujah. The only person that counted was you, and you knew. Hallelujah. To them, praise God, she went away to see her auntie, her cousin, praise God, and you know, hallelujah, she just went away for a little while and came back, and they were still together, glory to God. They don't know what happened in their life. Hallelujah. Here we is, we sit, hallelujah, most of us on the line, we sit in front of people. Hallelujah, we leaders. Whether we like it or not, glory to God, we are leaders. Hallelujah, in our community, in our ministry, hallelujah, at our jobs. I don't care what position you hold, you're a leader. People are looking at you, watching you, and they thinking, amen, you and her, him and you, y'all got it all together, glory to God. They don't know, hallelujah, amen, what y'all have been through. Hallelujah. They don't know, hallelujah, they ain't know that Joseph was going, hallelujah, put her away silently. Hallelujah, praise God, because it never came to pass because he had a dream. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then when you look at it from his side, man, your wife just came to you and said something outrageous to you that you find so hard to believe. Hallelujah. I'm pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This relationship, amen. Remember, he just exposed to her. That means engaged. Hallelujah. They legally married, but they haven't consummated the marriage yet. So it's still like considered an engagement. Hallelujah. Amen. So with this going on, praise God, hallelujah, they about to start a life built, started out on some kind of dysfunction. Hallelujah. You know, if don't nobody else know in this world, Joseph know that baby ain't mine. He don't look nothing like me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know he ain't mine. Praise God. If don't nobody else know he ain't mine. And I'm praying, I'm hoping, I'm holding on to the dream that I had, that this is not some other man's baby. I'm holding on to the hope that this is the Son of God. Glory to God. And now Jesus comes into this situation. This ain't happened. See, some of us, this happened years ago. Some of us been through it already. Hallelujah. It may have been 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 1 year ago. Hallelujah. It could have been 6 months ago. But you've been through it already. Hallelujah. Amen. This is just happening. Hallelujah. Amen. 9 months. Here we go. 9 months. Praise God. And now you had a baby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Has anybody had a child? I know somebody out there listening to me that had a child, and the daddy questioned whether or not that was his baby. Hallelujah. But he stayed with you. You somehow talked him into believing, hallelujah, that it was his. Hallelujah. But he still questioned it. And he stayed with you them 9 months, but them 9 months was hell.
Wow. Yeah.
Glory to God. Them 9 months was hell. Hallelujah. And here we have Mary and we got Joseph. They back together again. But we don't know they was ever apart. Oh, Lord. Some of y'all have broke up and got back together and don't nobody know. Hallelujah. Things have fell apart and got put back together, but don't nobody know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But you and him, her and him, they're y'all the only ones know. Joseph and Mary, the only one, they the only ones knew besides Elizabeth, her cousin. Her auntie, I forgot. Hallelujah. I think it's her cousin. He's, you know, John the Baptist's mom. She the only one know. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You know, you had to go, you confided in that one person. Everybody in here confided in that one person. Glory to God. But didn't nobody else know. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you and him. And here y'all are. And now it's time. Hallelujah. I want y'all to put yourself in their shoes. It's time, hallelujah, to have this baby. I'm 8.5 months pregnant, hallelujah, but now we got a decree that we gotta do some traveling. We got to go from where we at, hallelujah, to get the road. We ain't got no cars. Ain't no buses. Ain't no airplanes. Ain't no go-karts. We don't even got a bicycle. Glory to God. We can't afford a horse and chariot. Hallelujah. I'm just a carpenter. I ain't got that kind of money. So what we got to do, we got to get this donkey. And we got to travel across, hallelujah, the Mid-Eastern territory in 100-degree weather. And you pregnant on the back of a mule. Hallelujah. Praise God. But by the grace of God, they made the journey. Hallelujah. But then they get to the destination. And they can't find a place to stay, glory to God. And as we said on Tuesday, hallelujah, they had him in a barn. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, praise God, hallelujah, the Son of David, hallelujah, born in a barn, hallelujah. And I believe I said between the goats and the sheep. Praise God, hallelujah, wrapped in the milk bread. See, the Bible makes it sound cute, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Hallelujah. No, the baby was wrapped in the rag that they used to milk the goats with. The King of Kings, man. Hallelujah. People died. Children died, hallelujah, because Jesus was born. Hallelujah. This is how Jesus can relate to you, because people's lives changed when you were born. Hallelujah. Some of you probably had to hear about it from your parents. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would have graduated if it wasn't for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I could find me a good man if it wasn't for you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus probably was like, there ain't no boys around here my age. Hallelujah. I can't find no kids around here my age to play with. They either a year younger than me or a little bit older than me. Where are all the kids my age at? And then somebody got to tell Jesus, well, when you were born, the king was trying to find you, so every boy your age was killed. Hallelujah. Slaughtered because of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Understand. This is my fault, but I didn't, all I did was be born. Glory to God. Yeah, mama, it's my fault you dropped out of high school, but all I did was be born. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't ask, some of y'all, I didn't ask to be here, and you trying to blame me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. And then when we moved forward, we found out, amen, when Jesus was a little bit older, hallelujah, when he was in the preteen stage, they decided they was going to take him to Jerusalem for the festivities. Hallelujah, praise God. You know, the holy days. Praise God. And they was going to take him and show him the holy city and participate in some of the activities. And when they got done, they left. And 3 days, remember, no cars, no horses. Praise God. They walking. Praise God. So they walking back home, and 3 days into the journey, they realized they forgot Jesus. They left. Lord, now Joseph, now you know how us men is. We nonchalant, and plus, you know, if they really, you know, but Mary. Didn't an angel appear to you before your face? Didn't an angel tell you before your very eyes that you are pregnant, hallelujah, by the Son of God? You know you ain't have sex with no man, hallelujah, to have this baby. You know this is a miraculous conception. Why ain't you keeping up with the miracle? Glory to God. Every one of you or a miracle, but you got mad. Your mama left you at the grocery store. Some of us, hey man, our parents forgot to pick us up from school a couple of times. Hallelujah, praise God. They left Jesus for 3 days. Hallelujah. He say, what story you got? Because I can relate to it. Hallelujah. Whatever childhood story that happened to you, I can relate to it, praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you felt like, hey, man, I don't feel like a child. I feel like an adult trapped in a child's body. I feel like, hey, man, I shouldn't be hanging around these little kids. That's why a lot of y'all young ladies started dating older men, because you didn't feel like a little girl. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We ain't going to go there, praise God, hallelujah. But you didn't feel like a child. You have what the old folks call an old soul. Hallelujah, praise God. You hanging around with adults, and they telling you, say you need to stay out of grown folks' business, what other folks saying. Hallelujah, praise God. But you don't feel like being in this juvenile business. Hallelujah. You felt older than what you was. When they finally did get back to find Jesus, he was hanging out with the priest. Hallelujah, amen, with the scholars. They was asking questions. He answering questions. He asking questions. He getting an understanding of the word. Praise God. He hanging out with grown folks. Hallelujah. Keep in mind, it's been 6 days. If they was 3 days in the journey, it's going to take you 3 days to get back. Maybe they walked a little fast. I'm going to say maybe four and a half days, 5 days. Let's give them 5 days because they was worried. So they was running. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when they finally get back, they find him hanging out with grown folks. And then got the nerve. Remember, parent got mad at you for something they did? Praise God. Hallelujah. And some of us parents, amen, we know we was dead wrong. And that was our fault. But we hollered at the child. Hallelujah. Where you been? We was worried about you. He said, I don't know what you worried about me for. first I was like, I can't believe he said that. But as a not as a child, I was like, I can't believe he said that. Glory to God. But as an adult, I can understand why he said that. It's been 6 days. Where you been? For 6 days, you didn't realize I wasn't in the... Glory to God. We watched the news. They leaving kids in the back seat of the car. I left, hey, man, my son in the back seat of the car one time. Hallelujah. I remember he was there, though. Hallelujah. I didn't just leave him there. I walked up. I was like, wait a minute. He in the back seat of the car. Glory to God. In the car seat. Let me go get the boy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He don't even know. Praise God. He don't even know he was fucked in the back seat of the car. Glory to God. And some of these babies don't know. Hallelujah. Because they done went on to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. They forgot Jesus for 3 days. Took him 6 days to find him. And then you going to get mad at me? Hallelujah. You going to get mad at me because you ain't taking care of your responsibilities? It's a TikTok going around where the kids are talking to the parents. I'm sorry, the parent is talking to the kid saying, I clothe you, I put food on your table, a roof over your head, and I put clothes on your back. And then the kid says, ain't that what you supposed to do? Glory to God. That's why we tell kids, stop talking back. Because half the time, they be right. Hallelujah. And the reason you got mad is because they was right about something and it pinched the nerve. And you had to remember they was a child before you knocked them out of them. Hallelujah. And you told them, stop talking back to me. Hallelujah. In other words, hallelujah, quit telling me the truth. Hallelujah. Quit talking back. Have we ever examined even what that means, to talk back? Because if I say something to you and you say something to me, you're talking back. Glory to God. We made it sound like a bad thing, you talking back. Hallelujah. Why are you whipping me? Quit talking back. Glory to God. Wait a minute. I deserve to know why you putting your hands on me. Sometimes we just start whipping our kids and they don't even know what the heck is going on. Well, they'll find out later. Well, what if you wrong? You can't take that whipping back. Well, son, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know. I know it's red. I see it. I see it. I don't know. I tell you what, the next whipping, don't even worry about it. The next one is on me. No, it don't work like that. You done already whipped that child, glory to God, and you told him not to talk back, glory to God. In other words, I don't want to hear what you got to say. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ladies, what if your husband said something to you and he went to say something and he told you, hold up, girl, don't talk back. You'd be like, hold up. You'll come up out of whatever you think you is. Hallelujah. Holy, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hold up, nigga. I don't know who you think you talk. First of all, you ain't my daddy. Glory to God. But we can tell our children not to talk back. Hallelujah. In other words, don't. And then when they become teenagers and they don't tell us nothing, why you won't tell me what's going on in your life? My whole life you told me not to talk to you. My whole life, you told me, don't say nothing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. At least that's the way I took it. And that's the way it manifested. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because children don't know to apply this just to this. Hallelujah. They know what you're saying. Don't talk back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't communicate with me. Now, it's different when you say, don't get smart with me. And break down what you mean by getting smart. Hallelujah. Because I was confused for years. Don't you want me to be smart? I don't understand why you're saying don't be smart. That makes no sense. Glory to God. And now I find myself saying, there you go, being smart. Hallelujah. And actually what you just said was smart. So it makes sense, but it's an insult. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But that's what they did to Jesus. They got mad at him. Hallelujah. Because they wasn't fulfilling their responsibility. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then we don't hear nothing from Jesus for years, according to the Bible. I could go outside of it, but I'm going to stay in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to stay within the Gospels. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we don't hear nothing according to the Gospels for years. The next thing you know, hallelujah, he come out of a crowd of people to get baptized. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, putting yourself in Jesus' shoes, hallelujah, we sit here, we read this book, this Bible, and we want to know what happened. What happened between 12 and 30? 29 and a half, actually. What happened? Hallelujah. You show up in church, everybody want to know where you been, what you been doing. You been saved all this whole time. You been living right. You been doing it. This ain't none of your business where I've been. See, I can go find other books outside the Bible that might say something he did in between those years, but the Bible is written a certain way. See, man put it together, but God knew what he was doing. Hallelujah, because it ain't none of your business where I've been. Hallelujah. That's the first thing people do. Go back to your home church today. They're going to want to know everything that happened in your life. They're going to want detailed information. Hallelujah. They probably already in your Facebook. They already on your Instagram. Hallelujah. Looking at your pictures. They already trolling because they want to know. It's not important where I've been. It's important that I'm here now. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus showed up out of a crowd. Hallelujah. Amen. He was a carpenter. He had followed in his daddy's footsteps, even though that wasn't his daddy. He kept the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the law binds you to your parent until your parent dies. Hallelujah. Go look it up. It's in Leviticus or Deuteronomy, one of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are bound to your parent until your parent dies. That's why Jesus said in one scripture, your law say, hallelujah, amen, or your traditions say that when a child reaches a certain age, he is no longer liable to his parent, and that goes against the law of God. Hallelujah. Your traditions make the law of God ineffective. Hallelujah, they make it void. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, kept the law until his daddy died. Now, his daddy didn't die, here he comes. Hallelujah. And his cousin already out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His cousin already saving and baptizing. Hallelujah. Praise God. He done baptized Pharisees and Sadducees and priests already. Glory to God. He called them a brood of vipers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all come to run. Hallelujah. From the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. He already out there. And here comes Jesus. And the first thing he do is point him out. There he is right there. The one I've been preaching about. The one I've been talking about. There he go. Hallelujah. And Jesus come down there and say, baptize. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then John didn't want to do it. Hallelujah. I'm telling this story because this story is important for what's coming up later. Hallelujah. Praise God. John didn't want to do it. John didn't want to baptize him because he said, no, you need to be the one baptizing me. Hallelujah. I know who you is. We're not just, hallelujah, relatives in the flesh. Hallelujah. We relatives in the spirit. I know who you is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've come to take away the salvation. You're the Lamb. Come to save the whole world, glory to God. Take away the sins, glory to God. I know who you is. You need to be baptized in me. And he said, no, you must suffer it. Suffer means to allow. You need to allow this to be so. I have to go through the process. He's showing us, hallelujah, if I got to go through the process. Look, no matter how smart I am, no matter how anointed I am, no matter how this I am, that I am, I had to get pointed out. Somebody had to point you out. You remember when you got pointed out? Hallelujah. You already knew who you was. Hallelujah. But then you stepped in somebody's building. You was walking down somebody's street. Hallelujah. Standing on somebody's corner, minding your own business. Oh, glory to God. And somebody said, there they go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you might not have ever seen that person again, but somebody had to point you out. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The Lord say, stop real quick. Be weary of people that ain't been pointed out. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I don't know what that means, Lord. But the Lord say some of these people done baptized themselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They done gave themselves a name. Gave themselves a title. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says those are the ones I call the workers of iniquity. He says be weary of people that ain't been pointed at. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So John baptizes the Son of God. And when Jesus come up out the water, the Bible says, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit ascended upon Jesus as if it was a dove. Hallelujah. Then the voice of God came from the clouds. Hallelujah. And said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And John witnessed all of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then later on, hallelujah, amen, in his life, amen, he began to pick up folks on the way. Hallelujah. Regular, everyday people. But they believed in him. Hallelujah. They followed him. Praise God. You know, you got that ride or die, that one or two. Hallelujah. Ride or die. Praise God. That actually believe in you. They actually encourage you. Hallelujah. Remember, Peter was always, I'm down with you. Hallelujah. I'm ride or die with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to click the people. Praise God. They say, Lord have mercy. They say they down with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you living this life, you doing what you do. Hallelujah. Jesus had a ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. You could have a ministry. You could have a job, a hobby. Amen. Something you doing. And you're doing it with these people. These are your folks. Hallelujah. You got three in particular that you roll with. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus rolled with three in particular. Hallelujah. He always had John. He always had Peter. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe he always had James. Praise God. Hallelujah. Them three was always with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. They witnessed things. Amen. None of the other ones witnessed. Praise God. All this is important. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you got to click just the same. Hallelujah. And they make promises. They say all this stuff. They hype you up. Some of them, yes, men. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But you got a certain three. Everybody got three. I got three. Hallelujah. They may be spread across Texas. Hallelujah. But I got three. One of them in Los Angeles. But I got three. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And everybody got three. Jesus had three. Hallelujah. I want to show you the human side of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because remember, yes, he is God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, he is Emmanuel, God with us. But he's walking, hallelujah, in a fleshly body. He had to get used to, amen, sleeping. He had to get used to eating. He had to get used to pain. Praise God, hallelujah. Not only, you know, being God, he had to get used to being poor. Praise God, hallelujah. All these things he had to get used to. Hallelujah. Then you come out, you start your little ministry, you start your little job, your little entrepreneurship, amen, and then people start criticizing what you're doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll get to that big A. But let me finish this real quick. Hallelujah. But yeah, he is too. Hallelujah. Amen. But hallelujah. You go out doing your thing, your little entrepreneurship. You trying to do good. And all people can do is criticize your work. good work. Praise God. You doing good. And people hating on you for doing good. Keep in mind, you're not messing with them. You're not even associating with them like that. Praise God. You're not running with them like that. Glory to God. You're not trying to steal their business. Hallelujah. You're not trying to take their clients. You're not trying to take their friends. You're not trying to take their members. Glory to God. You in your own lane doing your own thing, and it's a problem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got your own little group. Hallelujah. Amen. And they want to question you about everything you say. Well, why is it like that? Well, do you believe this? Well, what about that? And then when you doing your thing, hallelujah, they questioning your people. Hallelujah. Why he over there doing that? Why he over there doing this? Do he know what that is over there? Why is he doing that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the human experience right now, because this is what we go through. We go through hating, and we don't know why. Think about it. What reason did they have to hate on Jesus? What wrong was he doing? But for some reason, in their mind, he was out of line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, look at the first thing he did. The first, well, I ain't going to say the first miracle. The first casting out of a demon. He went over to the Gentile land. Hallelujah. Amen. After calming the storm, praise God. But he went over to the Gentile land, hallelujah, and pulled a Dr. Phil. Hallelujah. He went over there and found somebody in the worst condition possible. Hallelujah. And by the time he was done with them, they was clothed and in their right mind. Praise God. This is a good thing. Hallelujah. This is just like you seeing a bum on the street. Hallelujah. That you know he's just crazy. He jump out in front of traffic and he be walking around naked and just doing crazy stuff. And then he go get some counseling. And when you see him again, he is whole. He is one. He ain't drinking no more. He got on a suit and tie. He on his way to work, doing work for the Lord. He just got himself together. And for some reason, you get mad. Hallelujah. They got mad at Jesus. And they put him out for doing a good thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord say we should expect what we expect. But the Lord say don't expect it. Do that make any sense? We should expect appreciation. We should expect gratitude. This is how these people should feel, hallelujah, at the work that we are doing. Hallelujah. But they don't, for whatever reason. And the sad part about it is we can't get into their head to figure out why. Because if we could, maybe that's a good thing, because if we could, hallelujah, we'd figure out a way to get their approval. And God say, I ain't send you here for their approval. You here for mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, praise God, amen. So not they walking around questioning Jesus. Hallelujah. He's still doing what he's supposed to be doing. They still hating on him. They talking down on him. Why is he doing this? Asking all these crazy questions. Hallelujah. Don't you wish you could just tell people to shut up sometimes? But we got to be politically correct. We got to stay, hallelujah, amen, inside of ourselves. We can't get outside of ourselves. We can't go off on people in public. Don't you know Jesus wanted to go off on some of these folks? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I can't because of who I am. That's what God wants us to remember along our journey. I can't do this. Hallelujah, because of who I am. No matter how much I want to do it, I can't do it because of who I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who I am trumps how I feel. Who I am trumps, amen, what I'm going through. Who I am is above all this. Who I am saying I'm going to come out of this because of who I am. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know, amen, when they start bringing up Prince Harry and them in this sex scandal thing, that they weren't worried about it? y'all ain't catching what I'm. They ain't worried about the implication that's going on with their name floating around in this sex scandal business. I'm a prince. Oh Lord, have mercy. I ain't gotta worry about this. Whether I'm not, it might be true, but say I'm saying we it, as us, it ain't true. Hallelujah. So why worry about what's being said? Hallelujah, amen. I'm a prince. I don't have to worry about it anyway. That's why you ain't got to worry about your pants coming back to haunt you. Hallelujah, you are royalty. Hallelujah, because your pants, you actually did that. But you ain't got to worry about it because of who you are. Trump ain't worried about, Lord have mercy, glory to God. Hallelujah. If we begin, amen, to walk in the shoes that God put on our feet, hallelujah, we stop worrying about the critics. We stop worrying about the naysayers. We stop worrying about the comments. Hallelujah, praise God, because the comments going to be there. Go to your favorite preacher, your favorite rapper, your favorite singer. Go to their video right now, your favorite actor. Right now, go to their video and look at the comments and look how many negative comments it is. Glory to God. But somehow you want to make it through this without, you know, something negative. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes you want to make it through this unscathed. You want to be the one person that blow up. Hallelujah, praise God. And whatever field you're trying to do, hallelujah, amen, you want to be a mogul, but you don't want no dirt on your, ain't nobody, Lord have mercy, praise God, hallelujah. Everybody's not going to like you. Hallelujah, even though they should. Hallelujah, they not, even though they should. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They should have appreciated Jesus for casting out that demon, but instead they put him out. Get out of here. You're doing too much. Praise God. Hallelujah. You come up with a cure for AIDS right now. Hallelujah. You better catch the next flight out the country. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because now you're messing with somebody's money. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, and you have become public enemy number one. See, a good thing to the public is a bad thing for the powers that be. Glory to God. If you look at Jesus' journey, it wasn't about the people around him. It wasn't about the community. It was about the powers that be. And if the powers that be don't like you, they will persuade the community not to like you. Glory to God. Not too long after Jesus started his ministry, he got some disciples. They came to him. The apostle preached about it the other night. Some apostles came to him. They were like, John sent us. We want to know if you're the one. If you ain't, should we keep looking for somebody else? Hallelujah. Can you imagine? I put myself in Jesus' shoes. See, Jesus, the Lord have mercy. Lord, help me to get to your level. Hallelujah, that you walked on this planet, Lord. Jesus. Because he said, go back and tell John what you see. Me, myself, hallelujah, I thank God that he guides my words because what I want to say, glory to God. What you mean John sent you to see if I'm the one? You're not talking about John the Baptist, are you? The one that baptized you. You're not talking about the one that pointed me out. You're not talking about the one that was there when the Holy Spirit ascended on me like a dove and God began to speak from the cloud saying, this is my son and who I am well pleased. You're not telling me that's the guy that sent you to say if I'm the one. He know I'm the one. Has anybody ever pointed you out and then later on questioned whether they was right? Glory to God. Somebody told you the one, and then they came back and said, well, I don't know. I might have been wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All of us been there because all of us got an ex. Ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend. Hallelujah. They said you was the one. Or you might have been the one that said they was the one. Hallelujah. And then after somebody that told you, you the one, they come back and said, I don't know if you really the one. I mean, glory to God. Hallelujah. And why is Doug questioning my, because you in jail because of what you going through? Hallelujah. Praise God, you question them, I the one. Hallelujah. I would have been offended. I would have been mad. Hallelujah. I'd have take me to the jail. I'm gonna talk to John face to face. No, he didn't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Judas, you got bail money over there? We need to bail him out because I need to talk to him. He got me messed up. I would have messed up the whole plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I would have been offended. What do you mean am I the one? You know I'm the one. Hallelujah. You the one told me I was the one. Now you want to question. These are the things Jesus had to go through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. After you was there, praise God. Hallelujah. The whole time they questioned it, he must not know what kind of woman it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. What you trying to say? Hallelujah, praise God. I feel like you're trying to say something. If you see me talking to somebody, and you, I don't think Elder know that what kind of girl that is he talking to. Well, what you trying to say? Glory to God, hallelujah. Because apparently she must have been dressed some type of way for you to say what you're saying. Hallelujah. So it should have been obvious what type of woman she was. So what you really trying to say? Well, you really asking what type of guy I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember that one, hallelujah, Pharisee said, if he be a prophet, how come he don't know what kind of woman that is? If you a prophet, why are you allowing this woman to do what she doing? She kissing all on your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I would have answered differently. Like I said, hallelujah, amen, as a well, how you know what kind of woman she is? Praise God. Well, maybe you've been hanging around in the Gentile area. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been sneaking out to Samaria. I don't know what you've been doing because you sure know a lot about her. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are things insinuating. That's what they call it. Well, actually, in the hood, we call it shade. Praise God. It's getting a little dark in here. Somebody being a little shady. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus went through all this stuff. Hallelujah. And remember, hallelujah, I told you about Peter. Peter was his ride or die, his right-hand man. Peter was the one that said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. I'm going to ride for you. I'm going to die for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then when Jesus got arrested. Oh, glory to God. Hold up. Let me back up. Way before that. Let me go back a few people. Remember Peter, James, and John. I tell you those was his road dogs. Those was the three that was always with him. Well, before he got arrested, before the laws came, I got to break it down in the layman terms for those that's watching. Before the laws came, hallelujah, he said, I'm going to go pray about this. All I want y'all to do is watch me pray. That's it. Just watch me pray. In other words, the law's coming. Watch out for me. Watch my back. Because they come to get me. So I need y'all to be on guard. Be on point. Watch my back. You ever ask somebody to watch your back? That's all I'm asking you to do is watch my back. That's it. Glory to God. So Jesus go over there and pray. Hallelujah. And then when he come back, they over there sleep. Glory to God. They knocked out. He had to wake them up. Hallelujah. Praise God. People be, we call this, I think that's where we got that term, you sleeping on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People be sleeping on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you need them, they sleep. They got other, see, sleep is a activity. Hallelujah. They involved in other stuff. Instead of watching your back, they doing other things. Instead of watching your back, hallelujah, they are unconscious to what's going on. Praise God. They unreceptive. Hallelujah. They too busy caught up in they self and fulfilling they need to sleep or whatever need they have to watch your back. Hallelujah. Praise God. As much as you sacrifice things in your life to be there for them. Hallelujah. You sacrifice things to be there for them in their life, hallelujah, but they can't sacrifice a few minutes of their time to watch your back. The one time you need them to take you to the store, when you had your car, hallelujah, you took them back and forth to the store all the time. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But now, amen, that you need a ride. Hallelujah. Now that you need a shoulder to cry on. Now that you need somebody to talk to. Now that you need to borrow $20. Glory to God. They ain't there for you when you need them to be there for you. Three times Jesus asked him, just watch my back. And three times he came back, and three times they were asleep. Then they woke up and they're like, okay, we here. We got you. We ready for you. It's too late now. Oh, Lord. They always want to show up when it's too late. I done already handled the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing we can do about it now. It's too late. Hallelujah. Praise God. They always showing up late. Glory to God. They ain't never on time for you.
What she doing?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what these men, these three, that Jesus took them to the Mount of Configuration. They got to see Jesus configure himself from flesh to spirit. They got to see Moses in the spirit. They got to see Elijah in the spirit. Hallelujah. And Peter said he was going to build three tabernacles up there. He was so amazed at what's going on. And then when he needed you, you were asleep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I know what it's like when they sleeping on you. I know what it's like when they say my life, I'm caught up in my too much in my life to help you out with yours. Hallelujah. As much as you have been there for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the one that was supposed to be your bestie. Glory to God. Your bestie. Hallelujah. Your ride or die. Your day one. Hallelujah. Soon as you get in trouble and they ask, hallelujah, amen, wasn't you rolling with Elder? Glory to God. Wasn't you with Aisha? Glory to God. Wasn't you with Drake? Hallelujah. I seen you with Jack. I don't know who you talking about. What? No, I just seen. I could have sworn. Ain't you his home? Nah, I don't. Who? I don't know who that is. I don't even know Galilee. I don't even know where Galilee at. I don't even know how to get there. What? No, bro. I know that's you. Then he started cussing. I'm going to MF, but didn't I tell you, I ain't? Look here, you SOB. I don't know. People will go that far to deny knowing who you are because they worried about public reputation of themselves. Hallelujah. They so busy wanting to be liked and loved by everybody else, they would deny knowing you even though you the only one ever been there for. Hallelujah. People will turn against you in a heartbeat. Glory to God. They would deny knowing you because they don't want to go through what you're going through. Hallelujah. Even though when you was going through, I went through it with you. And I helped you bring you out of it. That's how we became friends. You had been up all night trying to get some fish. This is the way you make your living. And I came along and I helped you out. And we've been road dogs ever since. And the one time they asked you, do you know him? Jesus. I don't even know. I don't know no Jesus. Galilee? I ain't even. No, I don't know him. And the Bible say they was eye to eye. That's the bad part that you know. See, Jesus got the revelation that it would happen. But it's one thing that I got a revelation that you're going to do something, but it's another thing when I'm actually there to witness you do it. Oh, glory to God. I'm actually there. 5 minutes ago, you was telling me, we going to die together. We going to ride or die. Bad boys for life. He's like, Jesus, I'm going to be Martin, and you going to be Will. This is how we going to do this, Jesus. And when they come, we going to be singing bad boys. And then, don't you know it? I don't know who that is. Remember, old girl said she was going to ride or die with you for life. You was her day one. Hallelujah. But you not only got the revelation, in other words, you didn't just think this was happening. You got to hear it. You got to see it for yourself with your own eyes, your best friend saying, I don't know him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then not to mention, hallelujah, amen, Sunday, when Jesus got to town, everybody was happy to see him. Hallelujah. We call it Palm Sunday because everybody had their little palms, hallelujah, from the trees, amen, and they was waving them at Jesus. They was calling him Hosanna. Amen. They were saying the Messiah is here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Yahshua. Oh, Jose de Cristo. All that. They was giving them praise, magnifying them. And then 4 days later, they were saying crucifying. The same people. Glory to God. Some of us have had the same people that welcomed us in wanting us gone. The same people that welcomed us in talking about us. The same people that said, you the one. Hallelujah. Not saying crucified. Praise God. We see it every day. All the police got to do is accuse you of a crime. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody going to believe you did it. No matter how famous you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how anointed you are, when they appoint you out and say you did such and such, everybody roll with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been there. You went through that in school. Glory to God. You know how that go. Hallelujah. You've been through that in school. Everybody hated you for no reason, all because that one little girl. Hallelujah. She knew you was cuter than she was. Hallelujah. So she had to put some dirt on your name, some salt on your name. Hallelujah. Amen. You was too cute walking around there. Hallelujah. They were scared you was going to get all the girls, so they had to lie on you. They had to say something about you. And everybody rolled with it. Everybody believed it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said, I understand your pain. Hallelujah. This is why if you have a care, hallelujah, amen, that man don't understand. Hallelujah, amen. That phrase don't just go, it goes for everything. With man, it's impossible because everybody ain't been through what you've been through, but God has. He went through it worse. He went through it worse. Just so he can relate. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know. Amen. You got to see, amen, the human side, hallelujah, of our Lord and Savior. Praise God. It wasn't just all, hallelujah, walking on water. Hallelujah. That night he was praying that what's about to happen don't happen. Because why? Because I'm in this flesh, and in this flesh, I got to feel that pain. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why they say he was, the Bible says he was led as a sheep to slaughter. You think a sheep want to be, you think a sheep want to be slaughtered? Glory to God. Ask anybody on death row, right now. They might say I done made peace with it, but they ain't saying I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. We got Christians out here, amen, believe there's a heaven, a better place. Believe they got a mansion up there with a Rolls Royce parked in the driveway. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that's what they believe, glory to God. And they really believe this, but they ain't ready to die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I ain't ready to go through that pain. I ain't ready to feel, hallelujah, they beat Jesus. You think you got jumped in high school. They beat him so much, amen, praise God, that the only thing on Jesus was the blood of Jesus. They beat the skin off the man. Hallelujah. Isaiah, the prophet, said he was unrecognizable. Hallelujah. But see, he had to go through this process in order to get to the next level. See, we may not get beat down in the flesh. Now, I'm not telling you, hallelujah, that people going to physically kill you and you going to get back up in 3 days. That's not, I'm saying they will assassinate your character. Hallelujah. They will slander your name. They will lie on you. They will beat you down to the white meat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ever since the rise of social media in this day and age, glory to God, hallelujah, they ain't got to kill you no more. All they got to do is kill your character. That's why Jesus said you have been told, hallelujah, not to murder. But I say if you call your brother a fool, you are guilty. If you say raka, you are guilty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in danger of the fires of hell, you can kill with your words. Hallelujah. Your words, hallelujah, can kill. Hallelujah. Amen. And people's words, hallelujah, will seek to assassinate your character, to drag you down in the dirt. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you have to allow this. Jesus did not fight against it. Hallelujah. But now we're going to get into something a little different real quick before we get out of here. Hallelujah. You have to allow this process. Paul said it like this. I have to die to myself daily. Hallelujah. I have to allow these people to do what they're doing in my life because they're doing something in my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That person at your job that get on your nerves, hallelujah, is put there to get on your nerves. Hallelujah. Why? Well, Elder, why is she put there to get on my nerves? Because God know that you got a problem, hallelujah, with holding your tongue. You got a problem with going off on people that get on your nerves. Hallelujah. That's where you need work at. You need work, hallelujah, with people that get on your nerves. So I'm going to put somebody around you, hallelujah, to get on your nerves so your flesh can get used to it, so your flesh can die to it, so your flesh can no longer react to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then you graduate to the next level. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has elevated you, praise God, through the person that was getting on your nerves. And then all of a sudden they're going to stop getting on your nerves, praise God, because they was only getting on your nerves to accomplish what God wanted to accomplish in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Judas was only around Jesus to accomplish something. If Judas wouldn't have done what he did, Jesus would not have been able to elevate to the level that he is. Hallelujah. He had to go through this process. Hallelujah. I know that it hurts that they left you. I know it hurts that that friend, hallelujah, turned their back on you. That mole, that snitch, that rat. Glory to God. How could they? Because of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it is. It's directly because of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you don't see, amen, because of them, you would not be who you are now. You are a stronger person. You are on a different level. Hallelujah. Because of what they did, you was able to elevate. Yeah, they got their little 30 pieces of silver. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you got much more than that. Hallelujah. Amen. You got a higher level with God. Praise God. 3 days after they thought they killed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. 3 days after they thought, hallelujah, they didn't have to worry about him no more. See, there's some people out there that have wrote you off already. I'm preaching to somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. They think they have accomplished their mission. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They think they have assassinated your character. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God sent me here to tell somebody tonight, God is getting ready to raise you out of the dirt. Glory to God. 3 days later, hallelujah, amen, Rome had a problem. Jerusalem had a problem. The world had a problem, hallelujah, because the stone was rolled away. Glory to God, hallelujah. And Jesus, hallelujah, folded up that little cloth he had on and left it there. Because I don't need no dead clothes. Glory to God, because I am alive. Hallelujah. Everything that they got you covered in, you're going to have to leave it where it is. Hallelujah. Because I don't need nothing dead going where I'm going. Because I'm going on the land of the living. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm about to elevate. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell my haters, thank you. Hallelujah. If it had not been for you, hallelujah, I would not have elevated. If you had not been such a hater, oh, glory to God. If you had not been such a snitch, hallelujah, such a rat, such a dirtbag, hallelujah, such a snake in the grass, such a backstabber, if you had not had such low moral quality, I would not be where I am today. So I thank you for being a hater that you were. Hallelujah. I pray that you ain't still hate. Hallelujah. But when you was, I thank God that you did. Hallelujah. If you think you hurt me, you won't. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm reminded of Joseph. Hallelujah. When they put him away in that pit, hallelujah, and sold him into slavery, they thought they would never hear from him again. And the next time they saw him, they was bowing to him. Oh, glory to God. The next time your enemies see you, oh, hallelujah. They're going to have to bow. Hallelujah. Because you have been elevated above their level. Hallelujah. See, they're going to stay on the level that they on. Because what the enemy meant for evil, God, hallelujah, meant for good. Hallelujah. 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 The next time they see you, they're going to have to bow. They're going to have to ask you for something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They ain't going to even recognize you because of the elevation God has been in your life. Glory to God. The level God going to put you on, people going, they going to have to look twice. Hallelujah. Remember when the brothers, amen, went to Joseph, they didn't know that was Joseph. Hallelujah. Because he didn't look like, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. See, that's how you see Jesus in the Old Testament. Because when Mary Magdalene came and saw Jesus at the tomb, she didn't know it was him. Hallelujah. Because he didn't look like, hallelujah, he did the last time she saw him. The last time she saw him, he was beat down. The last time she saw him, he was dead. Hallelujah. The last time she saw him, he was unrecognizable. Glory to God. And now she's looking at a perfect man. Hallelujah. Looking perfect and pristine. Hallelujah. Looking good. Hallelujah. Amen. Looking good standing there with the glow. Hallelujah. You know how the movies had the glow behind. Hallelujah. He was standing there posing like he was in GQ magazine. And she was like, hey, what you done did with my Lord? What you done did with Jesus? What are you done here, Yahshua? All I'm asking you to do is bring him back. And he had to say, Mary, look at me, girl. It's me. Hallelujah. I know I don't look like I did Friday evening. But it's Sunday morning. Y'all ain't hear me. I may not look like I did the last time you saw me, but it's a different day. Glory to God. It's a different hour. I had to fold up them clothes I had on, and I had to leave them where they was, because I can't wear no dead clothes where I'm going. Hallelujah. I'm going on the land of the living. I still got work to do. They thought they got rid of you. Hallelujah. They thought they got rid of me. They thought they got rid of Jesus. Glory to God. But 3 days later, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. As I get ready to close tonight, I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, Jesus lived and walked a mile in your shoes. Hallelujah, 1,000 miles, 1,000,000 miles. Anything you've been through, he can tell you he's been through it too. He say, I've been hated on, I've been lied on, I've been cheated. Hallelujah, I was born into dysfunction. I know my daddy wasn't my dad. Hallelujah, but I knew who my father was. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Some of us, amen, were born into those situations, and Jesus said, I understand. Hallelujah. Don't nobody understand but me. I understand. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you tonight, hallelujah, you can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. He's there for you. Hallelujah. And he understands. Quit thinking he's the God that don't feel what your infirmity is. Quit thinking he's the God that don't understand. He don't comprehend. He don't know what it's like. Hallelujah. He says he knows. I've been a man. Hallelujah. I've walked in your shoes. Hallelujah. I've had my best friend betray me. I've had the man that handled the money turn me in. Glory to God. Praise Jesus on this morning. I've had the people I told I was going to rise again doubt me. Oh, I'm trying to close, but I didn't even touch that. I didn't even touch the fact that they was back at the house not believing what Jesus had said. Some of you done told people I'm about to come out of this, and they don't believe you. Some of you done told people what was going to happen, and they ain't believe you. Everything happened the way you said it was going to happen, but they don't believe the last part of your story. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you tonight that the last part of your story is about to come to pass. Yeah, they hated on you. Yeah, they lied on you. Yeah, they beat you down. Yeah, they manipulated you. Yeah, they scandalized you. Hallelujah. They did all of that to you. Hallelujah. They buried you in dirt. Glory to God. But God, hallelujah, is getting ready to bring you out that dirt. He's getting ready to elevate you. You getting ready to come out that mess, and you ain't going to look like you did, hallelujah, when you went in, and you're going to have to go back and tell your buddies, tell your friends, I know you didn't believe me. I can see you didn't believe in me. I can see you ain't have no faith in me. I can see you ain't have no trust in me. But God had some trust in me. God brought me out of this, and I'm here to tell you, if he did it for me, hallelujah, he'll do it for you. That's what Jesus was trying to tell you. If he brought me out, he'll bring you out. If he raised me up from the dead, he'll raise you up from the dead. If he brought you out of your situation, out of my situation, he'll bring you out of yours. It ain't nothing too hard for God tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 He says, I feel your infirmities. I feel your pain. I feel your heartache. I feel your distress. Hallelujah. And I'm here for you. You ain't got to wait till you go to church. Hallelujah. You can get on your knees on the side of your bed. Hallelujah. And you can call out to me, and I will hear you, and I will be with you. I am omnipresent. Glory to God. That's why Jesus said, it's best I go. Hallelujah, because I'm sending back. The literal translation in the Greek of what he said was, I'm sending back one who is just like me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The difference is I'm sending him back in the spirit. And a spirit can be over here. A spirit can be over there. All at the same time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why I got to go, because I'm stuck in this one place. I can help you right now, but if somebody over there need help right now, now if I can go out and send back my Holy Ghost, praise God, he can help everybody at the same time. Praise God. He's in L.A. right now. He's in Houston right now. He's in Arlington right now. He's in New York right now. He's in Georgia right now. He's in Florida right now. He's all over right now. He's in Jerusalem right now. He's in Africa. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Don't think just because he's over here with me, he can't be over there with you. Glory to God. Don't think he at the church. Hallelujah. He's anywhere and everywhere you want him to be. Hallelujah. He says, I am that I am. If you say you need me here, I'm here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you need, hallelujah, talk to me, because I know what it's like to be you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you feel our infirmities. You feel our pain. You feel our heartache. You feel what we feel, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have experienced this human life, that you have walked 10,000 miles in our shoes, Lord. Hallelujah. That nobody understands, you do. We thank you for it on tonight. We praise you for it. We magnify you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for his word. We thank God that his word is true. We thank God that his truth endures to all generations. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to say, open up the line real quick. If there be one on the line tonight, if you have a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time, hallelujah, to do so. Will there be one, hallelujah, on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Praise God. If you're out there online, praise God. Leave it in the comments for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Amen. I want to ask, amen, Apostle Eldon, praise God. You got any comments or any words on tonight? Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Just want to thank God on tonight. Amen. Awesome word. Amen. God is still a resurrection God. And I
yes.
just feel coming into agreement with you on tonight that somebody might think that it's over. But God said it's not over until I say it's over. Amen.
Okay.
God is still the God that can raise the dead. Mm-hmm. And this will be the hour. Remember, Martha was telling the Lord, she said, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died, Lord. We been called you, but you didn't come when we called you. And the Lord had to remind her that she was going to see her brother again. And she said, well, yeah, I know, Lord, I'm going to see him again in the resurrection. She was trying to put a time on her, on the resurrection.
Uh-huh.
But the Lord said, you ain't got to wait that long to see him, because you talking to the one that is the resurrection. Not the event, but you talking to the one who is what you waiting for. So tonight I feel God is saying that somebody is waiting, and God said, you ain't got to wait. You just got to come into the right time frame, because he is a right now Yahshua, and somebody is getting ready to meet him in the now time, in the now zone. Come on here, somebody, where God is going to be able to raise them up at the right time. So I thank God on tonight for the word. Amen, because people don't believe when you tell them that you got a holy thing. They don't believe that God can reproduce too. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But God, when it come down to it, when he can't find a man, he'll do it himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I just want to praise God for the miraculous and the supernatural. Because something supernatural is about to happen. Woo, God, I feel that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Something supernatural is about to happen. And it's not going to be by might nor by power, but by his spirit. Amen. So I praise God on tonight. And we give God praise for his word and for the messenger, amen, of his word. Amen. To God be all the glory. Amen. Turn it back over to your hands, Elder. Amen. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Pastor Curry on tonight and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship in attendance on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God for him on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody that tomorrow, amen, is the sixth day of the week. Hallelujah. Amen. That means it's going to be open discussion, open mic. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got a few topics we're going to throw on the fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget about Morning Glory. Hallelujah. With the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship every morning. 6 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
8 a.m. Midwest. 9 a.m. Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Live on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship with Morning Glory with our very own apostle, Alden A. Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we encourage each and every one of you, amen, to tune in. Hallelujah. To that.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yes, with the word of God every morning. Praise God from the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then don't forget about Saturday, our Saturday service. Hallelujah. Amen. It's in full effect. Hallelujah. And you know the Holy Apostle will be coming forth and bringing forth a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that segment is called Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything God is doing. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
And overall, God is moving in a mighty way. Glory to God,
yes,
hallelujah. King's kids, hallelujah, coming up. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. You continue to tell yourself, I'm a king's kid. I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anybody. Hallelujah. And no, I'm not saying I'm better than you. See, you could be a king's kid, too, if you realize who you are. Hallelujah, praise God. If you realize who you are, you can roll with. I'm not trying to say I'm better than you, brother. No, not because I got saved, I'm better than you. No. See, if you get saved, you'll find out you're a king's kid too. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not trying to be holier than thou. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to be holy. Hallelujah. I can't help but be what I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm royalty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to get some purple, some lavender. That's the color royalty used to wear. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's
we thank
new.
God. Hallelujah. Get you a crown. Walk around with you a crown. Ladies, get y'all a tiara. Hallelujah. It ain't got to be prom night.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You royalty. Act like it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The celebrities do it every day. Why we can't do it? We real, King. We real. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone. Thank God on today. Hallelujah. For the word of God, we thank God for each and every last one of you. If you want to sow a donation, praise God. Hallelujah. We encourage you to do so. You know how to get it done. Hallelujah. Make sure you get that seed in the ground and let God do the watering so you can get your harvest. Praise God. We thank God on tonight for everything that has transpired on tonight. I'm going to ask the man of God, hallelujah, Apostle Curry, if he would do us the honors and pray us out on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, we thank you on tonight for what our ears have heard. Amen. For what our heart now understands. For what our eyes do see. Thank you, Lord God, that our minds have been transformed, God. We thank you for your resurrection power in this hour. We thank you, Lord, that if you speak to it, if you look at it, if you will for it to live, it can't die. If you will for it to die, it can't live. We thank you, God, that all power and anointing still belongs to you. So, Father, yeah, we ask you tonight, God, to allow your word to permeate our hearts, God, that we may walk in the fullness of your word. We thank you on tonight for the messenger, God. We ask you, God, that you would strengthen him, Lord God. Hallelujah. As he continues to seek your face, God. Hallelujah. And to be attentive, God, to your voice in this hour, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we don't just need a word. We need the word of the hour that's coming from you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That there's none like you. Continue to bless your messengers, Lord. Hallelujah. As we come, God, to represent you. Let your word, God, continue to give us what to say, God, that we don't have a word without you, God. Hallelujah. We don't want to speak if you don't speak, God. But we thank you, Lord, that you are faithfully meeting us here, God, faithfully. And we thank you and we give you the praise and the glory. We thank you, Lord, that we're not lost. But we thank you, Lord, that we are found in you.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, for giving us what we need. For you said that you would give us our daily bread. And so we thank you for the daily bread, God. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for all things. Thank you, oh God, that the devil is a defeated foe and that he's under our feet. We thank you that he has no power here. And that he is powerless by the power of the Holy Ghost. So we thank you even now, O God, amen, for authority and dominion.
Yes.
And we give you the praise and the glory for all things. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody give God a shout.
Hey.
Hey, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Amen. Bless you, man of God. Amen. Bless you, Elder. Amen. Back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. Bless the name of the Lord. Make sure y'all join us tomorrow night. Make sure you join Morning Glory in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And on behalf of everybody present tonight, we love each and every last one of y'all. And we want to say, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we're going to see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. On More Than an Hour of Power. Y'all have a blessed night. Amen, and we'll see y'all.
Let him hear me. That's the life. Damn, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he came more. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah, I get free me. Free me forever. But one day, he's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well,